Welcome to episode 17 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. The topic for this podcast is going to be focused on bicycle trails in the Iowa City area, including Coralville and North Liberty. And it's going to be an overview of what trails are available and some tips on how to enjoy those trails. I recognize at the start here that avid bicyclists, the ones that wear the stretchy shorts and shirts and colorful clothing and all that, and they have $5,000 bicycles that weigh 15 pounds, those people generally want to focus on the bike riding and typically on a smooth, straight, direct path without lots of obstacles or twists and turns and hills and things like that. So for people that are really into the riding part of bicycle riding, this podcast may not be of interest, and the trails that I'll be describing might not be of interest. There are some cyclists that like to do the off-road, single-track, fat-tire kind of riding, and this isn't really about those opportunities either, because what I'm going to be talking about are existing trails in the area that are paths, basically, that look like sidewalks, but they wind around through various areas of Iowa City. And so, you know, the typical rule with a podcast is that you want to have a broad enough topic and a broad enough audience that you can keep a long list of subscribers going and growing. But I tend to break away from that rule because I want to provide kind of more localized information to specific groups of people, or provide these as a response when a question comes in from somebody who says that they want to know more about trails in the Iowa City area. There are some core trails, I would say, that are really enjoyable if you're a slow rider and you like to stop along the way to look at wildlife or take some pictures or just kind of stand for a quiet moment and soak in the tranquility of it all. And so that's what this podcast is about. It's about those really cool trails that people might enjoy the experience of seeing the surroundings as much as the ride that gets you there. As in any city, I would guess, there are often bike trails and hiking trails around scenic landmarks like rivers or lakes. And, you know, that's pretty common unless the area near the river or lake is commercialized or for some other reason is not accessible. But then what you have are kind of gaps between the scenic trails across the city and then no clear markings as to how you get from one to another. And that's a common question that comes in from people that are visiting the area, is they'll say, oh, I found this great trail, but then it just kind of dead ends, or it just opens up near a highway and they didn't know like what to do next. So that is going to require a little more detailed assistance for people wanting kind of a smooth ride to get from one side of the city to another without ending up on the wrong road, you know, where you think you're on a bike-friendly road and suddenly the shoulder goes away and you have like that 2-inch strip of white paint on the right side is all you get to drive. You don't want to be, you know, riding on that area. So I'll try to describe that a little bit as well. Now, as I'm recording here, I'm going to jump out to the Google Maps app on my phone. You can do this on a phone or on a desktop computer. And this is going to be one of your most useful tools, I would imagine. There are some dedicated trails apps that are usually targeted for like hikers, but they do have some bike trails on them. But the thing I like about going to Google Maps is you can tap on the layers icon, and it looks like sort of a diamond on top of a V, or like what would be symbolizing layers of pieces of paper. But you'll want to look around for that layers icon. You might have to explore a little bit. But when you tap that, You'll see under more details, you can choose 3D, transit, traffic, and in there is biking. So if you tap on biking, the trails on your Google Maps will show up. And they might show up as faint green dots, or they might show up if they're more established trails as darker lines. And so if you're following along and you want to do this as sort of a practice and learn a little bit about the trails here, I would say go to the west side of Iowa City. So you're going to see the river kind of meandering its way around, going south and then west and then south and then east, etc. And there's the downtown Iowa City area. So if you go directly west of the downtown Iowa City area on the map and you get to 218, then you've kind of gone too far, but it does give you the boundaries of what I'm about to show you. So in that area that is east of 218 and west of Iowa City, you'll see some green spots there. And you zoom in, you'll see Finkbine Golf Course. So now you're getting closer. From Finkbine Golf Course on the map, if you look just kind of north and west, you'll get to a marker on the map that says Mormon Handcart Trail. And this is a short but really nice and scenic little trail that's not very well known. And it will connect you up with another trail that I'm going to mention, which is Clear Creek Trail. So I would say that that's a great starting point for people that are visiting the area and want to see some nature and be on a nice trail. And you can ride at 5 miles an hour or something. Again, this isn't for the racing bikes, but just people that want a relaxing, casual ride and look at some nature and wildlife. So if you start on that Mormon Handcart Trail, and I'll mention also that there is a parking lot there. So if you're coming in from out of town and you have your bikes on your car, you want to park, this is sort of a good spot to do that. It's kind of secluded, so I don't know if security is a concern. I don't know if there being problems there, but you'll want to, you know, consider that. But anyway, when you park there, you can get on this trail. And you'll want to be careful. It kind of weaves left and right and up and down, and there's limited visibility. There's some sort of hairpin turns in there. But eventually you'll get to a T, and then you'll be on the main Clear Creek Trail. And the reason I'm starting this podcast discussion with the Clear Creek Trail is because it's one of the longest, most scenic, and I think most enjoyable trails in the area. The other trails are a bit shorter, they're a bit flatter, they offer less in terms of visuals. And if you continue following that Clear Creek Trail, you'll be turning right at a certain point to get going north on the Clear Creek Trail from the Mormon Handcart Trail. But if you continue kind of heading north, you'll get to a fork in the trail, and you'll see this on the map, and you'll see it if you're riding. If you turn right, you'll go through a wooded area that comes out in Coralville. You'll be at 2nd Street and I believe, yeah, it's 12th Avenue. To get there, you'd have to go under a railroad trestle, but it's a really nice little ride to get over into Coralville. And if you want to stop and get something at the New Pioneer Co-op, it is sort of right there within walking distance, basically, from that intersection of 2nd Street and 12th Avenue. It's just to the east of there. And there's some other coffee shops and things in there. But that's a nice little detour. And then you can come back and then continue on Clear Creek Trail, or if you want to just skip that fork in the road and keep going, instead of turning right, you turn left. But this Clear Creek Trail then continues to wind around and go through some really beautiful wooded area with Clear Creek down in the valley. And eventually you'll get to Camp Cardinal Boulevard. There is a shelter with some restrooms. So that's another place where people will park their cars, and that's probably has a little more visibility and security, I suppose. And so at that point, the trail crosses Camp Cardinal Boulevard, and you can continue heading sort of west and north further into Coralville. You'll see some businesses on the map that are still listed, but they're closed, like Capanna Coffee and Gelato. That has closed down, so don't, be discouraged if you stop to check out some of these businesses and they're not there. And of course, this will all change in the future, depending on when you're listening to the podcast. Maybe there are new businesses or old ones are closed, but the general trail information here should be consistent. So eventually that trail continues along and it'll go near sort of a wetland area west of Coralville and sort of south and west of Coral Ridge Mall. But it's one of the longest, most scenic rides in the area, and if you're going fairly fast, it won't take you long. You'll get to the end of it. But that's why I would say just go slow, enjoy the ride, visit with people or whatever, and that's really one of the better rides. And then from there, there are numerous little off-roads and trails and paths that you can take to get to other locations, from that trail, these little exit points. And one of them is, if you are on the map at James Street and 25th Avenue, you'll notice that the bike trail is indicated there, that 25th Avenue is indicated as a biking route. Well, it's just kind of a street. It's not like the trails. But if you follow 25th Avenue far enough, you'll get to the Coral Ridge Mall. And on that southern perimeter of Coral Ridge Mall is a trail that goes kind of north and east under the interstate and then continues to head north to North Liberty. And you'll see that on the map. And you can go directly north all the way to the Oakdale campus. And then there are further trails going on from there. If you do decide to do that loop and you get as far as Oakdale Boulevard, north of Coral Ridge Mall, you can turn right and head east along Oakdale Boulevard. And that's quite a long ride. And eventually you'll get to a sort of commercial area where there's a coffee shop, and then you'll be able to get back into Coralville along what is sort of like First Avenue. And so you'll see that fairly large intersection and a gas station there on the northeast corner. You'll be at First Avenue and Oakland Boulevard. You can head south and come back along First Avenue and get back into Coralville. There's some access bridges for getting across the interstate there, and you can do that relatively safely. And then you'll be back into the Iowa River Landing area, where there are, again, some nice trails going along the river over there. And you'll see those marked in Google Maps when you have the bike trails layer turned on. And if you look closely, you'll see that that bike trail goes along the Iowa River until you get down to the Iowa River Power Restaurant. You won't be able to cross the river. But you can see the bike trail goes across the river. There's a bridge and will take you to the Thornberry Off-Leash Dog Park. That's clearly labeled there. Peninsula Disc Golf Course. And then within the Peninsula neighborhood, which is otherwise inaccessible, other than getting to that area over this bike trail, it's inaccessible from the west. Normally you would come at it from the east, taking Dubuque Street, and then from Dubuque Street you'd get on Foster Road. But you'll see the river surrounds that neighborhood. It's very nicely and easily accessible by bicycle, so that's a great little ride in there. And other than that, though, the trails that I think would be premium trails, I don't know how you want to describe them, but premier, premium, exceptional trails are the ones that, where you're not riding your bicycle next to, you know, big dump trucks and lots of traffic and the interstate highway, it's going to be more enjoyable when you're on a trail in nature. And so that's what I'm focusing on here. But I want to mention these other excursions you can take. So, as I say, the best one, I really think, is that Mormon handcart trail that heads kind of west and north. And then second to that, one that I think is really overlooked would be the starting point, I would say, is West Benton Street. So on your map app, you can check this out. West Benton Street and Mormon Trek Boulevard. You'll want to be kind of on the west side of town to find that. Mormon Trek is sort of a major north-south road that goes from Coralville down to the west side of Iowa City. And in that area, as you start zooming in, you'll find Willow Creek Park. So there's Willow Creek Park and then Kiwanis Park. And those are connected, and you'll see the trails indicated on the map. And when you're there, that's a really nice ride. It's away from traffic. There are often pedestrians walking, so you want to be careful there. But it's just really enjoyable. And when you get to the far southmost end of that, there's a nice water area, which usually has some wildlife, ducks and geese and maybe even beavers or something in there. If you follow the trail to either around to the west of that water area or to the east of it, you can eventually work your way over to Highway 1. While not a natural and scenic area, Highway 1 has a very nice wide and relatively flat biking trail that's along the north side of the highway. And at that point, the highway is really kind of going northeast rather than east and west. But you can ride along that north side of Highway 1, and that's kind of enjoyable because on your left you do have some trees and nature, and it's just on your right you'll see some cars on the highway there. But that wide path, if you keep riding on it, will get you all the way to the river again. And once you're across the river, which unfortunately there's no clear trail to get across the river, so that's a little dicey. You might have to take a few side streets. But basically, once you get across the river there, you'll be at, it's no longer Highway 1, it's Highway 6 at that point. But there's a nice bike trail that goes further south along the river, and that's really enjoyable. And then not quite clearly marked unless you zoom in is a trail that goes along the east side of Riverside Drive, but on the west side of the river. So between Riverside Drive and the Iowa River is a nice sort of sidewalk bike trail that you can take along the Iowa River all the way up to City Park and then back to that Foster Road that I mentioned earlier that takes you to the Peninsula neighborhood. So if you explore that a bit, going up and down Riverside Drive area, that's a nice place. As far as commuting, getting from point A to point B, another good trail to know about is the extra wide sidewalk trail that is south of Highway 6. So just east of the Iowa River, there where Highway 6 continues heading kind of east and sort of a little bit southeast at times. Yeah, there's a nice sidewalk going there, and you can get quite a ways out going east. And from there, then it's sort of back streets and, you know, trails, I'll put in quotes, that last for a couple of blocks, or little, you know, neighborhood park areas. There are some nice smaller parks in other places in the city where you can enjoy a ride, but it'll be brief. There are some cities that have larger green belts and parks where you could really have probably, you know, a half hour, an hour ride through nature. And Iowa City and Coralville isn't one of those, I think partly because there are some hilly areas, even though Iowa is known to be flat, there's some hilly areas near the river and the contours of the land between Iowa City and Coralville are such that there just isn't much development, and it's steep enough that there aren't really the trails developed to get across the entire city in an uninterrupted trail that you're surrounded by birds singing and nature. Another really nice connecting trail, which is the one I'm walking on right now, goes between Melrose Avenue, and I'll give you the intersection, and I'm on this Google map again, but the intersection is going to be Melrose Avenue and just west of Sunset, so Emerald Street is where Finkbein Golf Course is. This access road that you'll see there goes to a very large parking area that's used by University of Iowa Hospital employees mostly, who commute and then catch the free university transit to get onto campus or to work at the hospital. And on the right-hand side, which is the east side of that access road, is a really nice sidewalk path, bike path area. It's not utilized that much by walkers or runners, so as long as you're staying alert, you can enjoy moving along at a pretty good pace. And what makes this really nice is that as a connecting path, you can really avoid a lot of the traffic and noise. And you can hear the nice bird songs in the background. And get from this sort of west side area that I mentioned, Melrose and Emerald Street, you can get through the wooded area that connects with Coralville. And again, it's not a 2-hour bike ride. It's probably, you know, take you 10 or 15 minutes, but an enjoyable 10 or 15 minutes. And you can stop along the way and enjoy, there's a wetland area that sometimes has geese or ducks in it. There are some actual more like hiking trails off the main paved trail, and those are a good place to get in a good hiking or trail running workout. You'll see that those are mowed and maintained somewhat, so that's kind of nice. Otherwise, if you're in the woods hiking through there, it's going to be pretty tough. But I know that's kind of a short introduction, and it's really kind of an overview rather than the specifics of, you know, knowing what specific trails and streets to take. I have that information on the resourcesforlife.com website. There should be some of that. And at the time of this podcast, I have a website called iowacitytrails.com, which I probably will keep going. Either that website, or I'll migrate that content to Resources for Life. But basically, with those resources, you can find videos that actually show the bike trail, and there's a narrative along the way giving you some insights into the surroundings and what trails you can take at certain junctures along the ride. So if you want to get into more details and have a visual video guided tour of the area, that's a place to go. And I have a visual also of the Google map overview and then zooming into specific trails, at least a map view of those trails. So anyway, I hope this introductory tour and explanation has been helpful. I appreciate all of the followers and subscribers and those who comment and share, and I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.